Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing wrong with your computer.
There is nothing wrong with your audio
or your video.
We
are controlling transmission
for the next hour,
and we will control all of you here.
Let me repeat,
there is nothing wrong with your computer.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
You are about to experience the all in mystery,
which reaches from the inner mind
to Terror Chats. Side of the box. You're in the night zone with the Calling Knights.
Tonight, in the night zone, we bring you a healing, an astral healing. Our guest tonight has received many accolades over 37 years of practice, some of which a reverend in the Interfaith Church, a high-level master, grand initiator of North America, a lineage earth magician, a Reiki participant. Our guest has been tested by the Rhine Institute as a highly functioning clairvoyant, a spirit talker, a medium with over 1,000 trials of precognition with double-blind scientific testing. Tonight we shall be looking at the experiences and understandings of the Universal Code with Nita Hickok.
Are entering the night zone. All background music and bumps heard on Terror Chat can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
You are listening to Terror Chat
on BlogTalkRadio.com. Over the last couple of months, we have had some fantastic quality guests, ranging from Bible prophecies to hoax prophecies to Marshall Masters, the Planet X, and the Survivor's Guide for 2012, to Tim McHyde, Dr. Ian O'Neill. We had some fabulous paranormal investigators, Springfield Paranormal and South Jersey Ghost Research Group, and of course, the Para Group with Mark. Recently, we've had a real live pagan witch, Amy, joined us to bring her facet of the diamond we call Earth, and life continues. Some fabulous people have been on board with TerraChat, thinking outside of the box, and many of our guests as a direct result of a very interesting exclusive writer, Chris Hawley, with Endless Journey, who has brought us so many great guest tips. Of course, we had UFO Matt from England. Very, very interesting story. But the Night Zone is going to take you a little deeper this fall and winter. I want you to stay tuned for some fabulous shows coming up that will keep you on the edge of your seat with the reality of the information that we provide. We'll be right back with Astral Healing right after this. We all have busy lives, and we can't always be at that computer at a special time, place, date, and event. So what do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the answer. Yes, you can access the archives of your favorite shows and catch up on all of the gossip and what's going on in the world. blogtalkradio.com bring you some of the best archives you could imagine. So how do you do it? Come to www.blogtalkradio.com. Come to the webpage and pull down the archive browser or the RSS feed. It's as simple as that. Put it on your webpage. Put it on your desktop. One way to stay in touch with Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box, 24 hours a day. It'll show up on your Blog Talk browser. It's as easy as that.
Warning, this is a restricted area. Warning, this is a restricted area. You are entering the Night Zone with the Calling Knights.
And good evening, everybody. Glad you could make it to the Night Zone on a Monday evening, the eve of the United States election. where everybody is on edge. But tonight, we have an astral healer with us tonight. I'm very, very pleased to bring Nita Hickok to the Night Zone. And Nita, I believe you are on the line. Good evening, dear, and welcome to the Night Zone.
Thank you.
Well, glad that you could make it. It was a rocky road for Blog Talk tonight for some reason or another. Tell me, right off the bat, Nita, I have to ask, and this is a strange Canadian asking a question, but any relation to Wild Bill Hickok?
I'm his great-grandniece.
Great-grandniece.
Yeah, through his brother Lorenzo.
Wow, impressive. Great-grandniece. And do you have any mementos of Wild Bill still kicking around the family?
No, we don't.
No, most of them have gone to
the...
Yeah, most of them have gone to the museums by now, I'm quite sure, anyway. So, but anyway, I'm pleased we made contact with you. Your website and the information just absolutely fascinated me. So I'll tell you what we're going to do right off the bat. This is unusual, but let's throw the website out. It's www.astralhealer.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
www.astralhealer.com. So you people out there that are in listener's land, you can jump onto that website so you can kind of associate with what we will be discussing tonight. So you wear many hats in the healing realm, don't you, Nita? Many hats indeed.
For the sort of work I do with trying to heal people with spiritual and mental problems more than physical problems, right, every person seems to need a method developed for their special case. So you have to be a real generalist and specialist in a lot of different subjects to be able to do the healing properly.
Right. So how did you come to your present level of healing? What was the road that you took?
When I was 16, I had a friend of mine know some people who were working for the Ryan Institute. They were a married couple in Las Vegas, Nevada. And they did a regression on me, which is a past life regression where you're hypnotized and asked to remember your past life for a sociology project. We did a term paper on it.
Okay.
And they tested us for psychic abilities at that time, and I ended up being tested as a highly functioning clairvoyant. After the Zener cards that they did the test with, they asked me what was in their desk drawer, and I described it to them. I said, it's a white box. It has cotton. It has metal. It looks like an antique sort of colored metal, and it has dark stones in it. And they brought the box out, and she had a garnet pin that was made in the old-fashioned style. And they were really pleased with that, and they also made a recording of what I said about my past life. And this made it where I was interested in everything to do with metaphysics and yoga, anything that was different like that, because I thought, wow, I never even knew this existed.
Yeah. So you were about 16 when you actually, the actual idea kicked into you that you had a gift of some kind?
The first incident really was when I was 3, but I didn't know what was happening then. 16 was when I found out it was an actual gift. When I was 3, I had eye surgery on my eyes, and I was in a crib with a net over the top of it in a hospital. And somehow I got out of the crib without untying the net, went across the room, walked out to the hallway. I had my eyes bandaged from the eye surgery, and I ran down the hallway, and I was able to dodge nurses, and I met my mother and father when they got out of the elevator saying I wanted to go home, according to my mother. She bribed me with a music box to make it where I would never scare her like that again. So
did your mom or your dad recognize your your higher abilities from an early age? Have they mentioned that they knew something?
My mother always went and acted like it was something wrong. She just said I was a strange child. Strange things happened around me.
All children are strange.
Yeah.
All children are strange. I take that from personal knowledge because I think I was strange too. But I tell you what, hang in there a second. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break here. This program is intended for like-minded persons intent on...
Our opinions are that of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of blogtalkradio.com or TerraChat.
TerraChat takes every precaution to provide quality information and guests.
TerraChat does not assume any responsibility for legitimacy of guests and can yet mTOR.
There are steps that are being taken that are clearly showing that we are under the imminent threat of war, that Iran is about to be attacked. And I was just composing a Hoag Prophecy Bulletin to prepare for this eventuality.
Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
You are listening to TerraChat.
The whole problem with Planet X is it happens not only before that, but it also happens before the Great Tribulation.
All information provided in the TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
And of course, we have to get the legal jargon and everybody get happy in the control room. And they can take a big deep sigh of relief. Colin Knight managed to get the liability within the first 15 minutes. There is a God. There has to be a God. But anyway, we are here with Nita and talking about astral healing. We have all kinds of questions coming in already from our virtual studio, Nita. One of the major questions is, of course, what is astral healing?
There are many books on the astral plane. The astral plane has separate levels, but the real-time level looks almost like our real world. There are sometimes different objects in it, but it is like it is a mirror image of our real world. So a healer that knows what they're doing can be on the astral plane in this real-time world and place items and things and energies that can be pulled down into the person's energy system that will affect their etheric body, their meridians, their chakras, and have it where it is formed for them and helps heal them, helps remove the problems around them. They can clear the space in the house where if there's problems, they can set barriers up to try to keep negativity out. They can draw the positive to the person. There's just millions of applications. The only thing that limits you is your imagination on the methods that you can think of to do to help people.
Right. So you are a believer of a universal code or a universal power?
Yes. I believe in the divine, and that without the divine, no healing would be possible.
I got to tell you that reading over your website, and although you practice all many levels of personal healing, I must admit I was especially enthralled in the house and land healings. You know, this is so reminiscent of Qi and Feng Shui and First Nations sweetgrass ceremonies. How do you clear land of what I would call a bad vibe?
The biggest project I had was a housing development in Texas where they dug up a graveyard, and instead of reporting it, they just put the disturbed bones under some sewer pipes to go and make it where they didn't have to pay an archaeologist and have it where the housing development would be delayed. Now, the only way to clear that was through using angelic symbols and names, and I also used the glyphs in my book to go and transmute the energy so that the angels would be there to bring in the divine energy where these people could be released to God, because they were doing what they call unintelligent haunt, where they just go and repeat what happened to them over and over. I believe this happens many times in battlegrounds and places where people were hurt or killed, where they had traumas, where the people just go through the cycle and they don't know how to release themselves. They want to leave, but they don't know how to go to heaven or how to make it happen, because the trauma just has them stuck in a pattern.
Right, like they're in a time loop of some kind. We have discussed the time loops before with a number of paranormal groups that have come through Terror Chat in the Night Zone from time to time. So, Nita, you feel that as well as positive energies, there are negative energies to this world, and that is where the balance takes place. Is that correct? Is that how I'm seeing it?
Yes. With everything I've studied, there are basic principles. And one of those principles is the principle of duality, which means there is an opposite and equal for everything on this earth. The Orientals see it as yin and yang. The Christian religion would see it as good and evil.
And the scientists would think of it as the theory of equal and opposite reaction. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, and so for us to have the ultimate good that happens on this earth, people like Mother Teresa, there has to be an opposite person to balance them, which I would say would be a Hitler or someone who does horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same in the spirit world, just like where there's ghosts which never did anything wrong except being a trauma. There's also ghosts that are afraid to go to heaven and are willing to hurt people and disturb them and cause them problems because they are so sure they are terrified and evil from the things they have done that they don't want anyone to release them. And those are the ones I deal with most of the time, the ones that are terrified to go to heaven or that have hurt people and don't want to leave, because by their beliefs, they're sure something horrible is going to happen to them.
So these would be living spirits as opposed to just reoccurring situational spirits. They would be living and breathing within another dimension, if you would, another existence.
Yeah, they would be living in the spots where they killed or were trapped by what they did and were too afraid to move forward. Now, that's the first level of things that are evil that bother people. The second level is many people have psychic talents and abilities that they do not realize, because our society does not accept these things. So when they're children, they're told that this couldn't happen to them, and they ignore it. But they're full of anxiety. Obsessive compulsive people who are fearful all the time, they can create what is known as thought forms. And
that sounds
their own personal monster, whatever they're
right.
most scared and afraid of. And
that automatically that sounds like my accountant. He's always afraid of me, I tell you. We're going to take a quick break, Nita. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we're back with Nieder Hickok regarding astral healing. So basically, astral healing, as I hear it, Nita, is the managing of energies, earth energies, and universal power.
Yes, it's being able to access the different elements, forms, and ways that the negativity uses and forms around the people, houses, places that have problems.
Would astral healing help somebody that is physically injured or physically infirmed? Does that help, or is this just a pure spiritual awakening?
I have helped people with physical illnesses where they've had their illnesses quit, where I've had very good results, and then some people I haven't had as good of results. But still, you can do physical healing with it. It will help the person. It will make them feel better, and it can accelerate healing and problems. That,
right.
I mean, not the problems, but the solutions to their problems.
Uh-huh. Now, you mentioned on your website a number of issues that could cause negative energies to a building or to land. And you talk about demonic problems that can happen because of magical rituals or Ouija boards creating gateways to a spirit world. Do you think this happens a lot, that causes these rifts, or are these isolated incidents at certain times, space, and events?
I think this happens more often than we realize, because so many of our cities are built upon old buildings, places where things could have happened, because not only does magic and Ouija board do that, sometimes evil can attach to places where there's been murders and violence. So,
right.
So say where Jack the Ripper went around killing people, there would be a better chance for evil to attach to those energies in that area than...
So the historical energy that would be built up from all of those criminals and those negative elements, all of that build up over centuries and generations, I could see how that would cause a very negative energy, and magic is about improving your life and your connection to your ultimate God, if that is the course that people take. And I find it interesting much of the time that there is so much negativity out in this world. It's hard enough to make a life as it is, and yet there is so many negative influences that I think that cause those attacks on other people, those that are not strong to be able to fight off a negative influence, becomes part of that influence. So I was very, very pleased to see that you had a book on Amazon, How to Heal from Psychic Attack and Problem Solvers, Alphabet, by Nieder Hickok. And looking at what the book contains, Nieder, I'll say that's quite a good little gem for somebody to pick up.
I tested it out for 2 years on people with problems just to be sure that people who had no background could use it, because I was trying to help everyone. And when a person has these things attracted to them, they have to work on all the abuse and things that have happened in their life to help clear it from them. And everybody has a moment or two in their life that probably something negative could attach to. So So they have to clear those energies and release them.
So how would one go about that? How would you fight against someone that is sending negative energy or producing negative energy around you? Maybe a loved one, maybe a relative or a friend.
Now, for someone who's living with you and is producing negative energy, I would suggest using an herb that absorbs negativity. Marjoram is a good one if you have a husband that is just down in the dumps, depressed, and can't seem to get out of it, you know, get out of the mood. There's also some banishing glyphs, which I like putting on the inside of wall switches to form a group of glyphs to make it where anything that comes into the house, anyone that comes into the house, has a good influence on them, where they feel better, they feel happier. It makes a wonderful mood change for everybody.
And these are natural herbs. Now, we can't get into the medicinals of anything, so you know, we have to stay generic as far as what we use. But there are some natural herbs out there that do some pretty wacky things to people, and there's no reason at all to doubt that herbal magic and herbal medicine definitely has a place in our culture. I think it's only our society that has denied its a rightful place for some reason. Maybe it's they believe it anti-Christian or something, which I find almost humorous. But and it's unfortunate that. Do you not find yourself swimming against the tide sometimes, Nita? I know with the Night Zone, we most certainly swim against the tide on many occasions. But do you find yourself swimming against the tide sometimes with your information?
Yes, I do. And then I think, what would be a good solution that everybody knows about? And so if they want to cheer up the atmosphere in their home, I say, why not try an apple cinnamon air freshener? Because cinnamon brings socializing, brings good energies, and it helps clear negative energies.
I like cinnamon. It's a nice smell. One of my real estate buddies taught me a little trick about real estate that I'll release to my people tonight. If you're trying to sell a house, before the people that are viewing the house come into the house, take some vanilla extract and drop it on your electric stove burner and just let it smoke for a little while. And the aroma of that vanilla will waft through the house and it will smell like you just finished baking cookies. There is your real estate tip for the week, and it seems to work. Even supermarkets, they're using aromatherapy by, they vent the bakery of their supermarkets out to the front door. So as you walk into the supermarket, the first thing you smell is fresh baked bread and the like. So I can see where you're coming with that.
The smell of fresh coffee, the scent of coffee is also clearing and invigorating and clears negative energy. So just having some fresh made coffee will help clear out the room.
Well, I know it gets me out of bed sometimes when I can smell a fresh pot of coffee brewing. I got to tell you, it's almost like a trance. I find myself with a cup in hand. So now, Nita, you follow the hermetic magic for the most part. Do I understand your website correct?
I'm a combination of earth and hermetic because the first group I was in, I learned both hermetic and earth magic, which I think made me more balanced than just studying one at a time. It gave me more variety.
Okay. Great. Well, just hold on to that thought because I'm getting the nod from the producer.
We all have busy lives and can't always be at the computer catching Terror Chat live. Thanks to blogtalkradio.com for making Terror Chat archive accessible. Come to Terror Chat on blogtalkradio.com and check out our show files.
blogtalkradio.com.
Chris Holly from Endless Journey and the Night Zone.
Are there ETs living in the Chilean desert? How about the glowing creature seen in Elk County, Pennsylvania? Read about Ricky Wills' amazing reincarnation, or the spirits that live in Sally's house. Add in UFO sightings, Bigfoot encounters, and great interviews right here with Colin Knight. Visit Endless Journey and the Night Zone. Just Google Endless Journey, Chris Hawley, or
TerraChat
on blogtalkradio.com.
See you soon.
This is TerraChat. You're in the Night Zone. Call it. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Well, I've absolutely flabbergasted the producers because we've hit all the bells and whistles tonight. They haven't had a thing to complain about. They can't even send me those nasty little flash notes telling me I've been a bad boy. We have with us tonight Nita from astralhealer.com. If you're just joining us to the program, www.astralhealer, that's one word, astralhealer.com. And have a look around the website for some fascinating information there. Now, as we were talking before the break, Nita, we're talking about hermetic magic for the most part. I just wanted to kind of head into that a little bit. As I understand hermetic magic, now granted I'm very much a layman, there are seven levels or seven principles of hermetic magic. Am I correct?
Yes.
And they break down into almost the body instincts, the natural progression of who we are. I mean, and I'm stealing this from, I believe, your website, principles of mentalism and correspondence and principle of vibration and polarity and rhythm, cause and effect and principle of gender. They're very much like the earth sciences of the Druid and the Celt theory of Mother Earth. I find that interesting that there is a very much a parallel there.
I had heard the rules first through more of a Celtic theme, and then I read these rules in the Kabbalah, and it made me go and realize that every mental practice is linked by these rules, and that it had been duplicated throughout all the different disciplines that come under the word magic, and that everybody had found these same rules and found that the energies reacted to them.
I mean, clearly, we're not talking about the Penn and Teller type of magic. Well, we are talking about the universal truths of what Mother Earth does for us as we do for her. We're talking about the balance of human mankind with Mother Earth.
Yes,
am I correct?
Because if I had to do a magic trick, any person I tried to saw in half would really be sawed in half.
Yes, it wouldn't go
so good.
I don't
know that sort of magic.
Right.
The main thing to realize is magic is a path of balance. It's a person trying to go and find their way to open themselves up to the divine with a divine spark within them if they're into positive magic. So it's a living, breathing practice of finding yourself, healing yourself, making yourself the best you can be, so that you feel worthy to connect to God.
Yeah, so some years ago, I got into a discussion with a friend of mine regarding Chai Kung healing practices. They use stars and planets and energies and the like. And I have to say that there is so much of a similarity. Even when I speak with people regarding the Planet X and the Nibiru and the Anunnaki and the Second Coming and on and on and on, there is always a commonality. And as you call it magic, I think in those days it was common day, everyday information and practice. It seems to be magic now, but acceptance then.
It would also be called energy work. Prayer could also manifest results that would be considered a form of magic, which would be called a miracle. The more I've studied and read, the more I realize there's a common theme. Like every religion has angels, even if they're by a slightly different name, they're shining messengers in almost every religion or culture. Every religion or culture has demons or devils, no matter by what name.
Yeah, and everybody, we all seem to have those scare tactics in our religion, don't we? I have a caller on the line, and by the way, lines are open, 347-324-3287. Thank you, Hans. 347-324-3287. Phone lines are open. In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think, so we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the Terror Chat blog talk page and just click on the Talk to Host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287. You're in the Night Zone with the Calling Knights.
Anita, we do have a call up on the line, a 631 number. And I do believe it's our good friend, Chris Hawley. Good evening, Chris. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Colin? I have some questions for your guest tonight. And the first thing I would like to ask is this theory of psychic vampires, which I believe is true. I think we all know people that just drain us to a point we can't stand it. I'd like to know what she thinks we should do about people like that in our life, be it at work or friends or neighbors. How exactly can we protect ourselves or defend against that?
Well, I have seen psychic vampires that do not know what they're doing. And I have seen some that really know what they're doing, where they have actually caused people to take their illnesses on. I have a case history on my website about that. Now, the main thing is most psychic vampires end up feeding off energy. So you can put up a shield, and they just suck it dry like it's dinner. And they always go and take the good energies and leave you drained or replace them with bad. So on my website, I have something called an aura cleansing. Now, that aura cleansing is something that I developed for myself to be used in the shower each day, because I've read in a few books that the main thing to make it so that an energy vampire does not try to drain you is to have a strong aura and sense of self. So the aura cleansing cleanses out the energies with the element of water. The element of water is emotions, which is what a psychic vampire feeds off of, the emotions, the good, the bad, and the luck, the things that are covered by the element of water. So being used in the shower, it's especially powerful. You say a prayer, you focus and concentrate, and you ask that anything that tries to drain or draw your energies, your aura becomes a barrier of spikes or a barrier that they cannot penetrate to get to you. That's the simplest method I know of, and it's something everybody does every day before going to work.
Would that be a time for meditation? Would that take you to that place? I don't think people can just turn it on and turn it off like a light switch, so they would need some preparation, I would think, would they not?
Most of the time when you're taking a shower, you have that moment of relaxation. So you can make a heartfelt prayer at that moment and make it so it actually sticks. And that has been the simplest thing I have found that everybody's willing to do. Because the biggest problem is you have to have people be willing to accept a method. And most of the people in the U.S. and that I deal with are Christian, and they're willing to pray in the shower for the angels of God to protect them, for the angels of God to help their aura be a shield that nothing can pass to harm them or drain them. And that's what I always look for, is methods that fit in with others' belief systems, because I know what might be right for me, but there's no way I will say what's right for someone else. So I have to find something that people would be willing to do, and prayer in the shower, everybody's been willing to do it.
It makes sense to me. Did that answer your question there, Chris?
That did. I have a few others, if it's all right,
sure.
Colin.
Fire away.
Another one I have is, similar to the psychic vampire question, but a little bit different, and that is negative energy that's given towards you with either jealousy or jealousy and envy of possibly from people who love you but are not happy with you because you're succeeding and maybe they're struggling. Is there something you can do to set up your environment to make everyone deal with those situations better? Is there, like, herbs we should have around, or scents like apple cinnamon, which I just bought today, as a matter of fact? You know, what can we do to set a better place for our environment so those things don't happen to us?
The first thing is the aromas help. Now, if you like potpourri, you can actually put different herbs that are cooking herbs that help infuse the room with a different level of energy. I believe doing anything like this is best done in layers. So the nice smells, some herbs for good energy. And then the next thing is to have some sort of blessed item where you feel it will shield you and keep you safe. Now, this could be a cross that has been blessed. It could be any symbol of any religion, just as long as you pray over it and you bless it and you ask it to keep you safe from envy and jealousy. Then there is also something which is a mental practice called shields. And I have a few methods of doing it if you are not good at visualization. I have on my website something called a protection box, which is just protective symbols on the inside of the box, and you put your picture in there, so even if you aren't mentally trained, you have yourself enclosed in protection. There is also the mental image of putting yourself inside a bubble of white light. There is a simple prayer that would protect you from everything, and it's something that's easy to say. I can say it pretty quick. It's Archangel Raphael of Air, protect me through the element of air and keep me safe through this day. Archangel Michael of Fire, protect me through the element of fire and keep me safe this day and be on my right-hand side. Archangel Gabriel, be behind me, protect me through the element of water and keep me safe through this day. Archangel Uriel, protect me through the element of earth and keep me safe to this day. May the circle and light of God be upon me. Amen. And that's simple, and that forms the protective shield.
And there goes my protective shield, Hans. We're heading for the break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know someone is there? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? We delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best, with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings. You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
And you are in the Night Zone with Colin Knight, and I have with me tonight Nita Hickok, who's an astral healer. And also on the phone with us tonight, I have my cohort, Chris Holly from Endless Journey. So, ladies, as we look at the powers of the universe, are we heading in the wrong way socially, do you think? We seem to be trying to oust the abilities of natural healing and make it look like it's, you know, witchery, if you will. And even witchery isn't a very good word, but do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And I feel that that's the wrong direction, but I also feel that physics is the science of measurement, and sooner or later they are going to find a way to measure and prove whatever healing has done and the power of prayer, because there is no way to measure it now, and that's how come you get so many skeptics on it.
Interesting. Did you have any more questions, Joe?
Yes, I do. I have. Did you ask me? I'm sorry. Am I interrupting?
That's okay. No, okay. You go ahead.
Yeah, I want to
hear what you have.
All right. I have a question from your audience out there, Colin, and it's from one of your members in your Terrachat room that's listening right now, and she wanted to know if someone dabbled in the occult and they became very, very ill, would the activity of doing that have somehow, you think, affected the caused the reason that they're ill? And if so, what could they do to counteract it?
The first thing is that they have to know what they did. Now, if they dabbled in the occult, they have to know what they were trying to achieve. Say they were trying to bring themselves a lottery, they were trying to bring back somebody that had left them, that didn't want to be their boyfriend anymore. They would have to know the purpose. And the first thing would be to undo what they did that caused such a disharmony in their body that it made them ill. A simple way to do this is to take a piece of paper, write down three times that you undo ritual XYZ, let us say, sprinkle salt on it, and burn it. That uses the element of earth, the element of fire, and the element of air to go and release it to God and to undo the spell and make your intent to the universe. The next thing would have to be to go through a cleansing. First, you would have to do something like my removing negativity spell. You would have to ground and cleanse your energies. And I also would suggest in this instance probably the forgiveness ritual I have too, because you have to forgive yourself along with others when you make a mistake. Because anyone I know of that's made a mistake will say, I shouldn't have done that. I knew better than that. And there's a level where they never forgive themselves if they don't do something really obvious to their inner self to release it. And then you just pray to have the situation healed and released to the divine, that you undid what you did, and to please make it where that you are healed and no longer suffer from the mistakes you made.
That sounds very much like the Catholic prayer for absolution. So,
there's also a Jewish prayer, the Vodei and Tachnun, for getting rid of things you've done like that. Every religion has a prayer like that.
Isn't that interesting how we always have that caveat, that get out of jail clause in all of our, even in our religions?
Well, every religion seems to believe the divine is a loving force, so that he's willing to forgive you and still love you as long as you know it's a mistake and you don't keep doing the same mistake over.
Right. I agree with you there. But sometimes we're just creatures of habit, you know, and too soon we get old and too late we get smart, as they say sometimes. And I have been, unfortunately, I have been guilty of that as much as probably any other human being on the planet, but it's frustrating, but we tend to be frail creatures sometimes, and I don't think we quite understand what's happening, you know?
Well, no one's perfect or we wouldn't be here.
isn't that the truth, yeah. And Chris Holly, did you have a closing question with 7 minutes left of the show?
One last question, and that is, what would we do if someone put a spell against us, how could we rid us of that bad intention?
The easiest way to rid yourself of a spell upon you is to do what's known as a simple candle prayer. Most of the people in the audience don't go and know magic. So the simplest way to do it would be, again, to light a candle to an angel and ask them to remove this from them, and then they should do a house cleansing and house blessing to make it so that their home is a safe haven for them. And in the car, they should put a stone of turquoise because that prevents accidents. And in your purse, you could carry something like a tumbled stone of black tourmaline so you have layers of protection, a sprig of rosemary. I love rosemary and mint shampoo and soap because the rosemary is very protective and it's something that you can use every day. So there's all sorts of layers of protection, but the main thing is to make it where the spell is undone by a positive force so that it cannot harm you.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, no, I'm done. That was my question. I was just writing it down. I thank you very much for your answers, and I hope it helped the people in the audience. I do know that they are asking again about the prayers for the illness and such. So, Colin, I think you should once again give out your guests' website so that they can go and read it top to bottom and find all their answers there.
Well, the website will be showing up in the virtual studio, but also on the Tarot Chat site as a link on the right-hand side of the page. That'll be up there right after the show tonight, so you will be able to get there. But in the meantime, it's www.astralhealer.com. www.astralhealer.com. Now, if you go there, you'll be able to get all of the bells and whistles for Nita, and she'll be able to help you through all of the information that you may have regarding astral healing and also regarding the various universal codes that Nita uses to make it happen. Now, I'm going to blow your horn because I know you won't do it for yourself, Nita, but remember, ladies and gentlemen, Nita has over 37 years of practice. She's a reverend in the Interfaith Church. She is a high-level master, grand initiator for North America, a lineage earth magician. She's been tested by the Rhine Institute and is a highly functioning clairvoyant, spirit talker and medium. It just doesn't get much better. Nita, I absolutely thank you for coming in with us tonight. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, and I look forward to chatting on another occasion.
Thank you. The main thing for everyone to remember is that whatever you do that can mess up your life that's negative, there's always an opposite, dual thing you can do to straighten your life out. Nothing is permanent.
Right. Now, before you do go, remember, people, that there's a book out there on Amazon, How to Heal from Psychic Attack, The Problem Solver's Alphabet, and it's by Nita Hickok. Remember, that's Hickok like Bill Hickok. That's H-I-C-K-O-K, Nita, N-I-T-A, H-I-C-K-O-K, Nita Hickok. And the book is How to Heal from Psychic Attack, The Problem Solver's Alphabet. Nita, it's been an absolute pleasure, my dear, and I, again, thank you very much for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have Nita back at another time so we can dig further into the rituals of astral healing. Unfortunately, 1 hour never does give you enough time to be able to get deep into astral projection and magic in itself, and the hermetic magic that Nita uses in some of her accounts. And I think there's earth magic out there, ladies and gentlemen. Something maybe we've tapped and something maybe we haven't tapped. But I do know that we have to continue to look at all of the possibilities that are out there. And, you know, 50 years ago, if somebody would have said to you that we would be flying 500 people around at the speed of sound, you would think they were nuts. You'd probably burn them at the stake for being a witch. A witch? And we'll be right back, right after this. Have to get out of here, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's been an absolute blast. So that's it. That's all. Another edition of Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box. It's been an absolute blast. We'll talk to you. Take care now.
This has been a Terror Chat, Thinking Outside of the Box production with assistance from Terrorfilm of Politics at yahoogroups.com.